Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Blame it on the loose, got you feeling loose, loose. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling gone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. She said she usually don't, but I know that she front. Cause all they know what she want, but she don't wanna seem like she easy. I hear you saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gonna do what you.
Once again, another Sunday. Can a player play up in the heezy with everybody as usual? This is your boy, Pretty Tone, along with the crew, everybody up in there with me. Ladies and gentlemen, please make your introductions.
Jola Sean up in the house. Passion's in the house.
Okay.
Loyalty's in the
Passion and royalty, y'all all up in suit.
Oh, yes.
I'm waiting for my man, K. Diddy. You know, I know he up in there. K. Diddy, where you at, baby?
I'm right here just chilling. It's Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy in the building.
Okay. Right. Where my man Reg at? Reg? Reg ain't here? Okay, it's
Reg
all good. That's all
not
good,
MIA.
Though.
Y'all have me turned off.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we can't do that to you, bro.
You know what I mean? Why would anybody want to?
Why would we want to do that to you?
I don't know. I don't deserve it.
You know we love you.
Thank you, baby. I feel better now.
Oh, man. So what we doing this week is we talking about the player's creed. And what we're going to do is we're going to expand on that a little bit because everybody should have some rules, regulations, and creeds that they live by in their life, you know what I mean? We're going to start off with the player's creed and go from there, and I'm sure Lady Joy will have her opinions on the matter.
Oh, you know that. You know that. So, okay, let's get this party started.
That's for sure. K. Diddy, you know what I mean? Normally you have something very profound to say, sir. So how you want to kick the show off this week with one of your, you know, pronunciations? What's good, K. Diddy?
Well, brother, like you laid out to the people that there are rules to everything in life, and I guess the starting point would be to define the platform to the rules, which is actually based on the truth in which we live by.
That was deep. I ain't lying. That was deep, my brother. And also, speaking of rules, this week, last week, you know, our conversations on here get so deep and so heated that we all try to over-talk each other. And this week, we're going to try to work it out a little bit. So if anybody got something to say, just hit the one button, then I'll bring you on in, and you say what you need to say. Then we'll allow everybody to get their opinion in, except if so we don't be shocked.
Excuse me, I'm over by the airport.
That's all right. You're a traveling lady. You're a traveling lady.
Yeah.
Are you flying over by the airport, or are you just washing pants?
And I'm not even. I'm flying over here by the airport, and I don't even have no wings. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm just flying on my own, okay?
Now, we can take that a couple different ways.
I know you can.
All right, well, I'm going to kick it off like this. You know what I mean? I'm going to read, you know, a couple quotes out my book, Player Step Your Game Up.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the player's creed. These are the rules that players are supposed to live by. And we'll take it from there, and then we're going to go a little bit further about the rules that each one of us got to live by in our life, you know what I mean? And for
right.
anybody out there listening, the call-in number is 646-929-2870. I see somebody press the number 1. They want something to say something, but so I will let them because it's all about the audience.
There you go.
Caller, you're on the air from the 531 number. Hello.
Wants to get in on the chat, you have to just register with Blog Talk Radio. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/player, P-L-A-Y-A. Go ahead and register with a little email information. It can be you or you can be anonymous. You can be an AKA, and you'll be able to chat. So we can get your questions kind of lined up and get them over to Pretty Tony.
Hello.
All right.
Can y'all hear me? Cause,
I can hear you.
Y'all like totally cutting off and stuff.
Did anybody ask Reggie why he sounded so sexy today?
Because he can. Ain't that right, Reggie?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You, big
caller, are you there? Did we let
my
the caller up?
Boy.
You know what I mean? Caller. Hello, hello.
Hello.
You there?
There she go. She there. No, this is Royalty.
Royalty,
hey, Royalty.
What's going on?
How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
How's everybody?
I
Last
woke up. I'm good.
Favorite, just like you.
Okay.
Kay Diddy, how are you?
I'm blessed,
y'all have
bro.
Okay. Y'all are cutting in and out from me.
Stress.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, if you wasn't so high, you could hear us over there by the airport.
Don't let me have to come over there where you at, okay? And I tell you how high I am, okay?
He know where she know where you live.
I know where you live.
Damn.
Suki,
all right,
I'm a.
I don't know. He might like that. So who knows?
I'm going to start it off like this. One of the first rules for a man who, you know, calling himself a player that I think he should live by when you meet somebody is you tell him, I'm not Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now. You know what I'm saying? Which means I live in the moment. I'm trying to get things popping, not in a year, not in 6 months. You know, I got a 24 to 48-hour limit. What you think about that, Lady Joy? Hello?
You got to press 1, Joy. Good girl.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Y'all are like coming in and out, so I'm sorry, but it's like whatever blows up your skirt.
So I guess you didn't get my question to then. Did you hear my question, Lady Joy?
No, run that by me again.
If a dude meets you and he say, baby, I'm not Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. I live in the moment. I'm trying to get it popping. What would that say to you?
That says, well, you know, it's like slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, I might not be in that mode at the moment. So let me make that decision. Because you might not be what I want anyway, so.
So you're not messing with, no, I'm not Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now.
No, because, you know, you might think you missed it right now, but other opinions and polls have said you ain't.
Hold on, I think Royalty want to say something. Let me let her in. Royalty, you up in here? Where you at?
No, man, it's Reg.
Oh, this Reg?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Reg, say what you need to say, my brother. I apologize.
On one level, isn't that being really honest? Saying, you know, like, let's live for the moment. By how can you meet someone and make a commitment any longer than right now?
Wow.
Well, you know, that depends. How you feeling at the moment, you know?
That sounds like a one-night stand.
You looking for a right now look?
No.
Okay, hold on. I think I got somebody that's want to say something. Go right ahead. K. Diddy, what's your opinion on that? Where you at, brother?
Sir?
You
sound
with
like K- sound like Joy saying that's okay if that's what they want to do.
Okay. All right, I got another one that I want to throw out there. You know what I mean? I'm not into relationships. I'm into encounters. A brother just trying to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get in and get out, right?
No, it depends on your definition of getting in and get out, though, Lady Joy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already made it known. It's like, I'm ready to get in. Get in, get out.
So he got to stick and stay. He can't stick and leave. Hold on, I think I got somebody else they want to say something.
Okay, tell him to bring it.
Hold on.
What does that mean? Okay. I mean, isn't that being honest? If the brother saying I'm looking for encounters, what would be a reasonable response to that, Joy?
What, that you're looking for an encounter?
Yeah.
Just lay it on the table.
Well, that's what he did.
Let's do a one-night stand, hit it, quit it, and see you. Don't want to be
you. He didn't say all that. He said, you know, we just met. I'm into encounters. What are you into?
Okay, well, that's up to the other partner, you know? Because the other person, be it male, female, be like, nah, you know, I might want to do a relationship.
I'm asking you. I'm into encounters. What are you into?
Am I into? Oh, you're trying to get all personal and stuff all up and through here.
Hold on. I think we got another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go right ahead. 813. What's good?
If he's talking about an encounter being a one-night stand, what is your definition of the word encounter?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A good question. Let's define encounter. An encounter could be dinner with a bottle of wine.
That works.
Hey, Reg, I got to tell you something. You good. You really good, brother. That's all I got to say. Hold on. We got somebody from the 718 who wants to speak. Hold on. Let's let him on up in here. 718, you on the air with Can a Player Play. What do you want to say?
Hello, Mr. Can the Player Player. How are you? This is Suki Suk.
Say that again. I just like the way you say that. Say that again.
I said, hello, Can a Player Play. This is Suki Suk.
Ooh, well, okay. Hey, Suki.
Okay, well, basically, his definition of encounter is, I get the booty when I want it, okay, not when you want it. You understand? When I want to talk to you, I'll give you a call. When I need you for that night, I'll give you a call. Now, if the coochie get too good, okay, he might want to call you more times a week, but still, you will always be that encounter, that good encounter. And that's when you let him know, well, that's not what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? If he want it like that, and he don't want to share it, he'll stay around a little longer. If he don't want it and want to keep being an encounter, you just let it go.
There you go.
Okay. Hey.
She knows
the rules.
That's what the encounters are, you know. So basically it's like when a guy step up to you, okay, can we be encounters? You know what you're looking for. Leave it right there at the door where it's at because it ain't no good for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you learn to do it. If you feel like you're going to be alone if you do that, no, not necessarily. You'll be happier if you do that.
Yeah, you either want it or you don't.
That's right.
You know, you go in knowing what you want.
So do you
want to
go
in? So be it.
Well,
if not, okay, you need to talk about
right,
it.
That's right,
because
you don't
want to
go in and
let
them mess with your
feelings. That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
It won't be wham bam, thank you. It'll be once, because you know, if we got it good back right down there in between them legs, they don't know how to stay away. But they, you know, they don't know how to stay away. Okay. But they still want to be friends. You understand? Okay. And that's when you got to let them know, wait a minute. I know what I got is good. You wanted a little too much, and we're still encounters. I guess I have to find me a new encounter.
I like you, girlfriend. No,
hold on, hold on. Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because you just said basically y'all know what y'all got, right?
That's right.
Okay, now I got to
hey,
ask
Tony.
A question.
And it's
yes.
up to you. If you want the, hold on, if you want the, okay, if you know what you got, it's good. If you want complications, you go ahead and give it up. If you don't want any complications, keep it closed.
There you go.
Unless you're trying to get something out of him and you feel what you got between your legs, once you give it to him, he's going to give you the world, hey, do it. But if it's going to be a disappointment, don't waste your time. Just keep it closed. Go home and satisfy yourself.
Wow.
Because we can't cause problems.
Or do it yourself.
Yeah, that's what it is. Satisfy yourself. Do it yourself. That means do it yourself and make sure you satisfy yourself.
Suki.
All right, now,
you
ladies took me right into what I was about to say next.
Hey, Tony, I never heard you say so much.
Yeah, because Suki, what's her name? Suki Sue caught me off guard. I ain't going to front. I'm not going to front. So, you know, I keeps it real.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be the player's game, and, you know, only the players know the game. And until you read the player's game, then you know what's the game they playing.
Right on. Now, hold on. I got a few more people up in here trying to say something. 531 wants to say something. Hold on. Let me let you up in here. Caller, you on? Hold on. 531, what's good?
Suki, it sounds like you know where your power comes from. And it also sounds like you got taught by old school. So who taught you the rules? You didn't read it out of no book.
Oh, who taught me the rules? Nobody taught me the rules. I decided, let me tell you something. You know, some women deal with a man and never look into his closet. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because he has books there don't mean that you don't need to check them out sometimes.
It doesn't mean that he always read them either.
That's it. No, sometimes it means he read them. And what he's reading, he's running on you.
Mm-hmm.
He's being taught by a book, and you being taught just by naturalism. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them is going by the book. Now, there is a book called The Pimp Game. And it is out here, and there's copies of it flowing through the prison system, through the streets, if you go to the right person, and a lot of the men are being taught how to be a player. And
all right,
if you don't go in them closets, you ain't going to know nothing.
Now, hold on. Now, some brothers are learning things, you know what I mean? K. Diddy, hold on. I see K. Diddy. K. Diddy, you there?
Yes, sir.
I saw you got your hand up. You needed to say something, brother, because you sure have been quiet since Suki entered the room.
No, I just been listening. You know, I have to observe stuff before I comment. You know what I mean? Because we have, you know, still that major misconception in the world. You know, a lot of young guys, man, just don't know much about life, and they consider themselves players. But, you know, they basically lying to themselves. Therefore, they lying to everybody else.
Ah, and that, my friend, is the key point that I was trying to make about living by a player's creed. This is not something that you get up and you just decide, okay, because a lot of cats claim it but don't live it. A certain lifestyle, when you choose to live that way, is a choice you make. So you got to have things that you live by and things that you don't live by. And a lot of, like I always say, a married man can't be a player. And I mean, a lot of brothers hate on me because I say that. But it's the gospel truth. If you want to play, play. If you want to play, play. There's nobody out there who can tell you how to live your lifestyle. So if you want to be a player, you step out and represent yourself for who and what you are, and you present yourself. And one thing I've discovered, every woman might not like you, but most of them respect you because you came at them honestly. Like, this is who I am, baby. I can't be nothing else more than I am. They'll excuse themselves, and others of them appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I think caller 531 got something they want to say right here. 531, you're on the ear. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is in the way of a definition. There's a difference between a pimp and a player.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tookie was saying that the book, you know, there's a book out about how to be a player. I mean, how to be a pimp. But there's
the whole concept
of the in the book is that, you know, player just being at the top of your game, no matter what that is, if that's website design. But there's also a part of dealing with the opposite sex that involves being a player. And there is game. You know, it ain't good, it ain't bad, it is what it is. So I just wanted to add that in a way of definition. There's a difference.
Absolutely. Hold on. I got a caller here wants to say something. Let him up on here. I love the way we've flown this week. 718, you back on. Say what you need to say. Speak it, ma.
Yes, Sook. Okay, but we have a lot of females as well. It's not only them cats. We have a lot of females as well who allow these cats to do it, who want somebody to do that to them. Some girls want to be pimped. And some females want to be played, or they just going to deal with the play game because they feel there is nowhere else to turn.
True that. You know, I mean, sheep and shepherd. It's a real simple philosophy that I live by in my life. That's another one of my player's creed. You have to define who you are. It's either you a sheep or a shepherd. A shepherd leads, a sheep follows. And if you don't want to be led, you don't choose to be a sheep. Choose to be a shepherd. Everybody is born with the individual right to make choices, and it comes down to the choices, you know what I mean? A part of what I was talking about in the Player's Creed is I wrote, you got to walk my walk and talk my talk. I think anybody should apply that to their life. You present yourself and be like, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm not about. And if you're not with this, keep it moving. For real. All right, you know what I mean? I love the way the show is flowing this week. We're all being polite and respectful. Everybody's getting their point out. Hold on, 689. Let me let you up in here. 689, you're on the air. Go right ahead. Hello? Okay. Well, then, I'm going to pop my man, the man of the hour himself, Dr. Mandrake. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Dr. Mandrake.
How you doing? I'm up.
Well,
ready to go. Mm-hmm.
It is all about you right now, Mr. Dr. Mandrake. We're going to be quiet for a few moments. You're going to tell the good people about yourself, and you're going to break the signs down for us while we all listen. So go right ahead. It's all about you, brother.
Okay. This month, or maybe I should say this time, in the cosmos at this time, there are a lot of confusing things going on. But one thing I want to say about confusion is that at the end of all confusion is always order, especially mm-hmm. now. Okay, Aries, if you got any Aries
now.
Out there. Aries.
Yes, right here.
Okay. State your case truthfully and forcefully. Some may not try to hear you. Some may try to silence you, but if you put yourself out there and state your case forcefully, you will get exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next couple of weeks, you will see reasons why you will have to do that. Now,
okay.
Taurus, okay, there is a controversy about you and a debate about you. There's going to be debates about Tauruses out there. What that basically means is that there are going to be people talking about you, okay? And it doesn't necessarily mean just because they say bad things about you that you are forgotten or you are looked upon badly, okay? It just means basically that people feel that you are worthy of talking about. Now, also, too, Taurus, I'm seeing, are going to be very, very flexible all this month. And what I mean by that is that if you're in a situation where of which you feel like you're having a problem or you are up against a brick wall, the only thing you have to do is back up and think, and I have a feeling that the brick wall will disappear. Gemini, arguments. Put your arguments into public record. And all the Geminis out there know exactly what I mean by that. Okay, if you're having an argument with someone or a spouse, I'm having a feeling that maybe you should put it into public record and it will solve the argument or it may get you paid. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Cancers, secrets are your big concern. There are secrets out there that you may need to know in order to get where you want to be. Now, also, I will say to this, you cancers out there, there are going to be people around you that may lose their jobs, that may have bad luck, okay? One thing you really don't want to do is take on somebody else's bad luck. You want to help them, but you don't necessarily want to think that this luck is going to hit you, this bad luck is going to hit you. Leo, you may be better off keeping yourself out of circulation for a while of people who are thinking negative. The reason why is if you are thinking positive and you have good situations happening around you, okay, mm-hmm. it will stay that way unless, of course, you bring some bad energies into your life. So people that are thinking, people that are talking negative about you and talking negative around you, what you want to do is you want to try to stay away from those people, okay, because it will rub off on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Virgo, while you want progress and attention to work, you may have to actually put forward efforts for this to happen, okay? The magic word for Virgo this entire month is effort. In other words, whatever you put forth your energy to will happen. It will manifest into reality. Now, Libras, go easy on people, because there are some people that are going to get on your nerves, and you may get angry, and you may fire back on this particular person or the people around you. It's not good to do that, because I'm having a feeling that Libras are very strong this month and can hurt a lot of feelings. The things that you say may come back on you or come back to haunt you. Okay, Scorpio. Now, Scorpios are very strong at this time. If there's something that a Scorpio wants, can get it. If there's something that a Scorpio does not want, she can stop it. Okay, so whatever it is that a Scorpio wants this month, by all means, go for it. Okay, and I will stop right here and hit the other signs later and give it back to Pretty Tony.
Tony, where'd you go?
Tony sleep.
Tony, what happened, bro?
Tony done passed out. He done went to sleep.
I don't know. 604, you on the line? Who else?
I'm right here, man. I'm right here. I ain't went to sleep. I was pondering what Dr. Mandrake was talking about, man.
We'll play some music.
He said, this is my time to shine, brother. Can I just take it all in?
Well, can we get some music or something?
Oh,
can
for
a,
sure.
Can a player play?
Oh, a player can always play, K. Diddy, my brother, can always play. This is for all of y'all out there. Once again, it's your boy Pretty Tone, and I'm back here on Can I Play a Play? You know what I mean? Coming to you live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we discuss life, love, relationships, and basically playing the game of life. You know what I'm saying? The call-in number is 646-929-2870. K. Diddy, what's good, brother?
What's up, brother? I thought I was asking for some music, man. You trying to put us some sleep, man. Can we get some up music?
Nah, I'll put that out there. Sometimes we got to be a little bit down, brother. But you've been the one been all real quiet and humble. Normally you got so much you need to say. What's good in your world, K. Diddy?
Well, man, you know, I'm just checking out the Florida show, man, you know, because I want people to really understand what a, well, at least my definition of a player. It's not necessarily on the street level, but I think anybody that's proficient in their game, be it whatever it is, you know, real estate, you know, law, whatever their profession is, if they're on top of their game, they'll play in my eyes in the game of life.
True that, so, true that. And that's something that we talk about every Sunday here, that when you hear the title of the show, you might think it just be on that it's about everything. Like my man K. Diddy just said, it's all about playing the game of life, love, romance. Because if you ain't got no game, you're naive. You know what I mean? Anybody got anything to say, just press that number one. I'll let you up in here so you can get what you called here to say off your chest. You know what I mean? I'm joined.
About the rules. We're talking about the rules because in order to be successful in any business, you must first understand the rules of that game before you attempt to play, and that's all about being educated and educating yourself before you jump in the game.
So that comes back to the creed of conduct, the code of how you conduct yourself pertaining to anything in life. You know what I mean? Some of us who lived a certain lifestyle understand that, while all the cats out there, you know, like the young lady so eloquently expressed earlier, there's other cats reading it by out of books. If you've lived this life, you got to know how to get down, you know what I'm saying? And you got to know when to say what and how to say it. That is for
passion,
sure.
And I know passion and royalty got a lot to say, and they've been awfully quiet. Where are my girls at? Passion, royalty, where y'all at?
You know what I mean? Hold on. I think my man Reg got something to say. Let me let Reg up in here. Reg, what's good?
No, man, not me. I'm listening. I'm waiting for the ladies' opinion, just like Joy. Come on, ladies. I see you on the line.
Well,
come
let's
on,
let
girls. Bring it. Well, as far as from a lady's point of view, as far as I'm concerned, anybody can be a player. It depends on how you play the game. You know, you got to put yourself out there. You got to work it. You know, you can't be spurred because this is supposed to be a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
True that. Now, Lady Joe, I want to put this question to you because me and you have had the discussions of how when you're trying to make your way along in this game of life and you're trying to be all the best player you can be, you've had to put that extra oomph in there because folks acting like they wasn't respecting your player, them trying to get up in the game.
Exactly. I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time, and I've always had to prove myself because being a female is like, oh, well, you can't do this. I worked at a club one time back in Ohio where I had three turntables on the mic and doing the lights. You know, I'm talking total old school here where these people, these youngsters nowadays, they got a computer and two turntables and all that, which I respect, you know, which is cool. But you can't be old school, baby. You know,
right,
and being a female, when I came out to California, I had to prove myself. I'm like, okay, what, you think I can't do this? Step back home, bucket head. Let a sister show you how it's really done.
All right, I think Lady Sookie got something she needs to say. Hold on, let me let her up in the speech. Sookie, what's good?
Oh, yes, I got two things to touch up with. Well, what she's talking about, the industry, yes, the men are very intimidated by the women when they come
yes,
out on the scene.
Are.
And not only are they intimidated, they try to take up our shine because they think we're going to shine before them.
Thank you.
And another thing they like to do is try to tell you if they feel they have a connection, they try to tell you have to give them something that you got to get, you know, to get up there. And there was one more thing. You have to see game. You have to know game when you see it. You know what I'm saying? When a game comes up to you, you have to know it when you see it. A lot of females have not seen the game yet. And that's about it. And I'm a Scorpio. Stay strong forever.
Straight up. Hold on. I think K. Diddy, where you at? I see your hand up. You got something to say, brother?
Yeah, I want to respond to Lady Suki's little comment. You know, those, some of those brothers are like that. But, you know, I have to represent the ones, the strong ones, the ones that I know, the ones that I respect. We don't try to take no lady shine. Matter of fact, we're proud of our sisters. We empower our sisters. We don't try to take nothing from them because they represent us. That's how the real brothers look at it.
All right. And I also want to put this out there. A true player, whether you're a player that's dealing with women or a player who's dealing with the game of life, you participate. You don't hate. A real player in whatever game you're playing is trying to make himself or herself better and those around them better. Hold on. I think Suki had to come back for it. Suki, go right ahead.
Yeah, what he said is you're right about that because we have those brothers that will be in a club scene with us and everything will work out that night. But say, for instance, that those three brothers or those five brothers are not there that night. We're being you know, looked at against because we have the intimidators there that night. When we have the strong brothers there, it's hard for the intimidators to keep us from our shine, you know. But we need more strong brothers to stay around us in the clubs when we do go out there to perform and when we do these events, you know. It's not like, okay, I got you the gig there, but I can't be there with you tonight. They're not going to treat me the same when I walk in without you there. You understand? So we need them brothers to stick with us, to stay with us, to show us that, yeah, we can make it, but when we step up in the club, you there to back us up. Because we're females.
We hear my sister. You know, Water seeks his own level in all times, at all times.
All right, hold on. I think we got 689. Got some, wow, the board lighting up. 689, go ahead. You got something you want to say?
I think that might be me.
You go right ahead. It is you.
And you know what? It's not just the entertainment industry. It's like all around any type of industry, you know, whether it be entertainment, real estate, or whatever. It's like being a female. You always got to prove yourself. No matter what it is that you do, whether it's in the entertainment industry or you know, just business, period. And it's not right, you know, because you have a whole lot of intelligent women out here. Yeah, you got a couple knuckleheads, but for the most part, you got intelligent women that's out there making their own, having their own business and doing their own thing. And, you know, we don't need to be, you know, just pushed to the side because we're females. Because it's a male-dominated world. You know, forget all of that. Like I said, it might be a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
On that thought, hold on.
Can I get an
I
amen
think,
from somebody?
Amen. Hold on. Call the 531. You got your hand up. What do you want to say, Ma?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, you know, I think the sisters on the radio have some experience in the business, and you've seen a lot of games. It would be nice if you'd be specific for some of the younger sisters coming up, getting in the game. You know, what does the sour game look like when it's coming? What kind of stuff comes at you where you should be looking at it sideways? Just give us some specifics of some things that you've had to deal with.
All right, hold on. I got somebody else with their hand up right here. Let me let them up in here. They got something to say. 517, what's good?
I think that might be me again. Okay, I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time, and I see a lot of young women coming up, all up and through here. You know, strong, because you will be put down. Oh well, you know, you didn't do this right, or you didn't sound right, or you didn't project this or that or the other, and it's because you're being hated on because you don't have that testosterone thing going on. You just got to be strong. Don't let nobody put you down, and just hold your own.
Okay, okay.
I've been there and done that, and still go through it from time to time.
All right,
you know?
Hold on. K. Diddy, you got something you need to say, brother?
We ain't put you down 5 minutes.
Ain't nobody talking to you anyway.
Hold on. I think Sookie got something she wanted to say, too. Sookie, where you at?
Hey, you know what it is? A lot of young females in the industry or do the business, we have to understand not only the males are intimidated. We have females that are intimidated by our strong sisters. When we walk into a room and you standing there and people want to know who you are, you have that lady who is at the top, who can get you in, who will not get you in because she's intimidated by you. She feels like she doesn't have your power, that you may override her power. You understand? It's not only the males that are out there that are intimidated. We have females intimidated by our sisters as well. And our sisters, we all need to learn that we are sisters in spiritual way, and we need to basically look at what each other is doing and love it, not hate on it, you know. And we have a lot of young females now in the industry, they don't know nothing because their parents are not teaching them anything. It starts from home. It's how their mother raised them. Who was their role model growing up? That's what, you know, they won't go in blindly. Once you have a mentor, somebody to tell you how to do things, you won't go in blindly. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I'm her best friend, her mother, and her mentor. And because I tell her, it's sometimes a waste of time to do certain things. It's not worth it right now. Wait till you get a little older, you know.
All right. Hold on. I think K. Diddy want to come up in here. K. Diddy.
Would everybody agree that a person that hate on anybody is due to a character flaw?
Well, you know what? That's kind of generalizing right there, Kate Diddy, but you're right. It could be a character flaw, and it also could just be a trend of thought that developed over a certain period of time. You know what I'm saying? But I just
personally think when anybody take time to hate on somebody, it's a character flaw, because I feel like that's another form of weakness. That same energy you can muster up to dislike something for somebody else, you can take that same energy and try to make your situation better.
All right, hold on. I think somebody got a response to you right here. Come on in. Say what you need to say, 531.
I got to agree with you, man. It's definitely a character flaw. That's where you have an opportunity to evolve. Because it is wasted energy, you know. It's like hating somebody because they breathe more air than you. You know, we live in an abundant universe, and there's enough for everybody. There's enough notoriety. There's enough shine. There's enough everything. And if you don't believe that, it's never going to happen. And if you believe it, you know, that's one step towards making it real. So to spend time hating or being jealous or envious of what somebody else has done or accomplished through their own efforts is a flaw in your personal character. You need to check yourself.
All right, hold on. I got another call that might got something to say on that 561. It's on you.
Pretty Tony, this is Loyalty.
Yes, Loyalty. Well, you've been mighty quiet, young lady, but go ahead. Speak your piece.
Well, I just happened to really break down this word hater last week. And what I've come to realize is the fact that with that character flaw that's in there, let's look at it from this point. If we have ability to evolve regardless of self, that's the breakdown of a hater.
Ooh.
You have to have the ability to evolve regardless of self.
I can agree with that. I think there's definitely some truth in that. Hold on there, Royalty. I got I think this Sookie again. Go ahead, Sookie. You on the air. What you need to say, ma?
There's always a way around a situation. There's always a way around something. Even if you go into that room and you do see that person with that higher position who can get you where you need to go, if they don't want to do it, if you're that type of strong individual and you see what that person's intention is, you can go around it and you can get at a higher level. This is where that person's going to see you at the top and they're going to wind up at the bottom. It always comes back. And it comes back in a circle. And somebody, whoever you is trying to knock down, always winds up above.
All right. And you see, that brings me right back to what we were talking about earlier in the show about the player's creed. Everybody in life, like I said, you got to have philosophies and creeds that you live by. One of the things I write about in my book is this is one of the player's creed. It's called Know Your Role, and play your role. And a lot of times in this world, people are not sure of how their role is defined and what they're participating in. That's where you get some hating from.
That's right.
Whether it's a brother hating on you because he see you getting at one or two females, and normally he got the room all to himself. We all got to know our position, whether it's a job that you're going for and you're going in there, you got to present yourself, because, you know what I mean, the way you present yourself to the world is the way you're treated. And a lot of times when you're busy hating on somebody else, that's because you're uncertain of your damn self. Because if you got your swag and you know what you got going on, you don't got time to hate on nobody else. Do you, I'ma do me. May the best man or woman win, because we all like to say men and women are players. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Suki, I see you got your hand up again. Go ahead, Ma.
That is so true what you just said. If you believe in yourself, whoever's in the room, even if it's the flyest model in the world, and she's in the room, and today you're supposed to be the center of attraction, you still shouldn't have a problem with sharing that space with her, because you have your own individual shine, and people are having a problem noticing that. You have your own individual outcome, your own individual aura about you when you walk into a room.
Straight up, and once again, that's what being a player is all about. You see, you know, that's why there's pimping, playing, and a lot of people don't know. When you use the word player, like my man K. Diddy always say, it's basically the game of life. With anything you're doing in life, you got to play by the rules, you know what I mean? I want to throw the number out for anybody that want to call in, 646-929-2870. You got something to say, just hit the number 1. Hold on, I think I got a caller that wants to say something. 531, it's on you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Suki, to mention, or rather to speak about her concept of having your own shine. I think in addition to what you're saying about people not being aware that they have a shine, I think they don't have confidence that their shine is bright enough. You know, you have to have confidence and faith in who you are. That has to be, more than has to be enough. You have to be proud of that. You have to be proud of your shine, and not base its value or brightness on others. You know, the value of your shine is yours to assess. That's yours to evaluate, and no one else's.
Okay, that also comes back to what Royalty said earlier about having your own shine. Hold on. I think I got a caller here with something to say. Hold on, man. Y'all lighting up the switchboard. I want to thank y'all so much. Straight up. Hold on. Suki, it's on you again.
Okay. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. You have to have confidence within yourself. I'm not no model-type female. I wear a size 18. I used to wear a size 24 because I had too much confidence. I didn't notice that I was a little too big. You understand? And then I didn't lose my confidence once I found out how big I was. I lost the weight, and I still have the same high self-esteem, and that's what it all boils down to. You know, it's not how you look or if you at the gym every day. It's not about that. I am a thick BBW. I'm a model. I'm a singer as well, and nothing stops me, okay? And I have females I walk into, and they're like, oh, look at her. She big. Yeah. I'm big, but I'm sexy with it. You understand? And I know it. And that's what keeps me going.
All right. Keep that swag, Suki. Keep that swag. Hold on. Let me let 517. 517, you on the air. Go right ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go right ahead. You had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wanted to say, we're talking about players.
Yes, ma'am. Players in the game of life, relationships, anything. Players or worldwide. How can we help you?
Okay. Well, you know, my logic to it is a player only gets played. You know, it's like what goes up must come down. What goes around must come back around. So what's the purpose?
Well, it's an individual. Well, it depends on what kind of player you're talking about, because on here we discuss all players. Are you talking about players, somebody out there who has multiple girlfriends?
Yes.
That's a lifestyle choice, ma'am. You know what I mean? It's the universal right to be who we want to be and say what we want to say. It ain't for everybody. Some people choose to do it. Some people don't. But as long as the player is being honest with the people that he getting at, I don't see their choice. The only time that when there's a problem is when there's dishonesty. Like I always say, a married man or a man in a relationship cannot be a player. But if you a player, it's your choice to be this person who you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
That's very true, as long as you keep it up front. But how many people do keep it real? See, it's all about keeping it real.
Well, that is true.
Most people don't keep things real, you know?
Not at all. Not at all. Hold on. You hold that thought, man, because my switchboard is lighting up. Let me let this person in the room, 813, you're on. Go right ahead.
Hi, I was going to say that, yes, I agree with what you said about your platform on the creed. It's all based on the creed. A creed is nothing but your own values, beliefs, and principles.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
If I live by certain principles and you live by different principles, obviously we're not going to be able to see things eye to eye all the time. You have to look for people with a similar creed as yours. You know what I'm saying?
There you go, ma'am, and it comes out. Once again, another part of my creed that I write in the book is, once I lay the cards out, it's up to you to play the hand, and you just took me right into that. That's another part of being a player. I'm going to present my cards. I'm going to lay my cards out on the table and be like, look, ma'am, this is who I am. This is how I get down. You can politely excuse yourself. You can respect me for it, or you can participate if you choose to. What do you have to say to that?
That's correct. That's exactly what you want, because that individual may, you know, be your partner. They may be able to work the game with you.
All right, absolutely, it ain't for everybody. Hold that thought, man. My switchboard is lighting up here again. 531, do your thing.
Oh, just short. I just wanted to tell Suki that BBW has been replaced with Fluffy Delicious, just so you know.
Hold on, I'm going to let her respond to that. Hold on. Suki, that's on you, babe. Go right ahead.
Yes, I've known that for the past 4 years. I wanted to say one more thing about a player once again. Listen, a player may not always be honest with you. It's up to you to see the signs. Okay, you know how a man acts with you when he really likes you. You know he's there often, he's with you, there's not no secrets, there isn't, oh, I can't answer my phone at a certain time or things like that. I mean, there are signs to tell who's a player and who's not. It's up to you. You see he's playing you, he's not saying anything, and you choose to keep on going on and doing what you do with him, you're allowing him to play you.
Straight up, Suki. Hold on. I think K. Diddy got a response to that, and I'm going to have to let him up on here in a moment. But my switchboard is tripping right now because
okay.
I had – Reg, handle that for me, brother. Let
okay.
K. Diddy up in here.
All right, there you go. Hold on. K. Diddy, you there?
I'm just trying to find out what's up with you and Suki.
What?
You know what?
I mean, we could be talking about 5 minutes worth of other conversations, and he'd go around the corner, go to the liquor store, and then come back, and he want to talk to Suki. I don't know what's up.
I had to get that bottle of wine, bro.
I just want to know what's really going down, boy, because I think something's going on.
Suki, I just wanted to say, how do you tell...
See?
That the brothers. No. Check it. She got game. She got.
Yeah. Oh,
so
really? Okay.
All
right, good.
You know, because for example, brother is focused. He's on a mission. You know, and some brothers are like that. You know, we see the big picture, and it doesn't leave a lot of time for relationships. So how can you tell the difference between a brother who's just focused on his mission and one that's, you know, like you say, player?
Okay. Well, what kind of mission is that?
You know it's got to be a paper chase.
Oh, a paper chase. Work. Okay. Work, that's good. But there's not that much work in the world.
Big picture it is.
Did I say that right?
You got to run on the 24-hour clock for the big picture.
For the big picture? Okay. You mean how do I know? He's on a paper chase, right?
Yeah.
He's working, right? Is it a normal job or a drug dealing job?
It's
Woo! She
it's
got
something
deep.
Else. He's an entrepreneur.
He's an entrepreneur.
Technology.
Okay, so he's an entrepreneur, so that means he has travel with that, sometimes long hours away.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that, but those long hours away, you can call me. If you can't call me, something's wrong. Okay. If you make time for me at least once a week, that's good. That's good enough for an entrepreneur. You understand?
So you wouldn't be insulted if the brother said, for example, listen, you know, I just got to put you on my schedule. It's for quality time. How much time do you need from me a week? And let me see if I can work that in and schedule that.
Well, depending on your job, okay, depending on your job, if you're traveling and things like that, well, give me 24 hours a week.
Okay, so if the brother said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Every Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
come land and shine, Wednesday's your day.
Yeah, so Wednesday's my day, but Tuesday might be somebody else's day. Thursday might be somebody else's day.
But if you get your 24, it is going to be somebody else's day. It's going to be business day.
It's going to be business day. Okay, but how am I supposed to know he's strictly business and strictly with me?
Hold on, y'all. Hold on one moment, please. Hold on. I got the switchboard is lighting up here. Call a 111.
Ladies, please.
Yes.
A lady.
TNA, what's good, TNA? What's good? You got something you want
to
say?
I'd like to first off say hi to Joy and to Matt Daddy and Reg and Dr. Marcus and 531 and everybody else in royalty. And I need to just talk to Suki Suki and let her know that Reg is a Scorpio like you. So.
Oh, he is. Oh, thank you.
He didn't want to throw that out there. So
oh.
He up in here.
Okay, thank you so much.
And he's a girl. And he has a job, too. And he's single.
Hold on. I got him on the call. Hold on.
Suki, remember what I said, girl. I got to get out of here now.
Hello. Hold on. K. Diddy, you on the air. Go ahead, brother. Hold on, Kat. Hold on. I got you. Let me let you on up in here. Cat Daddy, you wanted to say something, brother?
I forgot what we were talking about after that little matrimonial thing that just went down.
Hold on.
I need to get my percent, my 10%, boy, if Reg is finna go on the auction block.
Hold on. Caller 561, you wanted to say something.
This is royalty. I was just saying it's about time that we actually get back to the focus and things because it's bringing out some more dialogue. So I'm really enjoying this right now. Yeah, for Reg not to have anything to say and pretty smooth, I'm just loving.
Oh, man.
Everybody's behind right now. I'm just sitting back because if she needs something from me, Passion, myself, and Lady Joy, we got your back. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. I got, let me let 689. Joy, what's good?
Oh, I can finally get all up and through here now.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I've been sitting back just enjoying the whole dialogue because you know what? There's so many opinions out there of different things. And I love my girls. I love royalty and Passion. And the other girls, I'm loving this because that lets me know y'all got my, because I'll be having to keep these fellas in line, and they really need to be kept in line because they can really get outside with some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Lady Joy. It's okay to be held in check sometimes, but, you know, the cat got to get out the box at some point to roam the yard and do what they need to do. But like y'all said, Red Show done got quiet. Hold on. I think Suki want to tell y'all something again.
Okay.
Suki, what's
bring
good,
it,
ma?
Yeah. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Basically, you know, we can let the cats out there to play sometimes. You understand? It's okay to go to the club with your friends. It's okay to go out. You know, it's just sometimes you get caught in your game. Believe me, if a female is treating you nice and she's being the sweetest, you're going to get caught in your game. There's no way you're not going to get caught. Now, if you both playing the game, nobody's going to get caught. But if one is only playing the game, one of y'all is bound to get caught sooner or later because you're going to slip.
True that. And I also want to put this out there because, man, you know what I love about the flow of this conversation? Y'all keep leading me exactly into the next thing that I was about to talk about. And that's beautiful about being at the Player's Creed, because another one of the rules I write in the book is appreciate a woman's time, appreciate a woman's body, love her curves, caress her mind, because she's a work of art. And that's being a true player right there. A true player appreciates a woman. He ain't trying to hurt her, damage her in any way. He's trying to appreciate her, but he has just made an individual choice that he can't appreciate a woman. He wants women. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I think somebody got something they want to say to me. I think that's Reg. Reg gone.
I was just saying I was quiet. I was basking in all this love. It was, you know, a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
As far as I think my phone. Hold on, I'm gonna have to change lines. My phone is beeping out on me. I have to get back to y'all.
All right, we're good. Get back to us, Reg.
Don't be scared.
561. You're on. Go right ahead.
What I was just saying to the last thing that the young lady Silky was speaking about, when she said that if both people are playing the game, the whole creed to this and the rules to this is the fair exchange is no highway robbery. So if you're if you're both coming to the table with a lot of game, nobody has the right to get upset because somebody beat them to the punch or beat them to the finish line.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's another rule that the players need to actually get comfortable with. If you're bringing junk to the game and you're bringing stuff to the table that's not right and it's coming from either or both sides, just let it be. Whoever got to the end, you know, praise it be. That's who the one that got to the end.
All right, straight up. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick little musical break.
All righty then.
Sugar, chocolate, champagne, yeah. Since the weather's
Whoa, you see, that kind of just flows right into the moment because that's all a player really saying. Can he do a little something, something? Ladies, that's all a brother be asking you. Hold on, Suki, I see you got your hand up. Suki, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's good, Ma? You want to say something?
Yeah, that was earlier.
It's all good. Red, you like the sound of your voice?
I think I forgot what it was I was going to say, but...
You know what I mean? Glad to have you. Thank you so much for joining. You have been a great, great part of the show. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, you can always call in 646-929-2870. This is your boy, Pretty Tony, on Can a Player Play? You know what I'm saying? Let me let my man K. Diddy up in the room. K. Diddy, what's good, brother? K. Diddy, you there? Okay, I guess you not. It's all to the good. We'll keep it moving just like that. Hold on. K. Diddy, go ahead, brother. I see you got your hand up. I don't know why you ain't saying nothing, but hold on. You know what I mean? Maybe Suki got you shook. Let me let you on up in here. K. Diddy, what's good? Hello? I got you on the ear, so get at me when you can, brother. Something must be wrong with your phone. Because you on. Anyway, you know what I mean? Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us in the room. For real. Lady Joy, what's happening?
Well, I'm just liking to say, I think he's scurred. I think Suki's scurring.
You made it by yours.
Oh, you are so funny.
I smack all day long, and now we take a break, and you just run off somewhere. What's up with
that? Now, you know, that ain't even true, because I've been representing the real men all day.
That's what you say.
I've been representing the real men all day, because we not scared to back our sisters and hold our sisters up and let them get their shine on, because I realize they're a reflection of us, you know.
Hold on, y'all. I got somebody else. 531, you back with us, my man Reg. What's good, brother?
I was just letting y'all know I was back, and that K Diddy was having technical difficulties. It wasn't him, because I got the brother's back. I was just saying, you know, he ain't sure.
is this the Reg and Suki hour?
It very well could be.
Bro, listen. I want you to close your eyes. And I want
here
to
we
visualize.
Go.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Listen to this. I want you to visualize Fluffy Delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh man. You got issues.
I missed that. Run that by me again.
I don't know. That might have been too much information already.
Oh, y'all wrong. Hold on. 561, what's happening?
Yes, can somebody just let us know what is this Fluffy Delicious?
Ooh. Reg, that's on you. Reg? Hold on. Let me let Reg back up in here. Hold on. Reg, you quiet now?
If I have to explain it, it's a man thing. So all the brothers knew. Everybody laughed. They were like,
but Reg, what's happening? Reg, on this program, we give our listeners what they want.
Oh, okay.
The lady wants to know what Fluffy Delicious is. So this, you brought it in. I'm going to be quiet. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Fluffy Delicious would be. Rich dark milk chocolate with a little.
I want to tell you.
you feeling me? Fluffy Delicious.
No.
Man, don't nobody understand that.
No, nobody but him. That's not true.
Oh, man. You know what I mean? And we do love our callers, but I think, Suki, you want to say something? Go right ahead.
Fluffy Delicious, ladies. Fluffy Delicious means when you get in their arm, they get into dreamland and don't want to let go. Okay, that's fluffy delicious. Let me lay my head on your breast. let me lay on your stomach. Let me rub them thighs. Fluffy delicious. It's all soft.
Okay.
It's
good enough to eat.
Okay.
Okay,
Diddy, I see you got to... Hold on. I got another caller here who wants to say something. Let him up in here. 813, you're on.
Just wanted to thank the sister for the commentary.
Oh, man.
You got it.
It is getting deep up in here.
So did that
not even K. Diddy fault.
Did that answer your question?
Y'all sick.
And you like it.
Oh, man. But you know what? This is how we roll on Can a Player Play. We talk about serious stuff. We enjoy each other's company. Because you know what? At the end of the day, men and women are supposed to be able to enjoy each other's company and laugh and entertain each other, because without something of that nature, there really is nothing else. Physical attraction is a wonderful thing. But if you can't conversate with somebody, if you can't laugh with somebody, if you can't listen to their opinion and agree to disagree, at the end of the day, we're not civil. Suki, you wanted to say something. Go right ahead.
Basically, Suki? Have a sense of humor. I wanted to say something else. I do have a talk show on Block Talk Radio as well. It's called Real Talk After Dark.
All right.
You guys can check us out Monday and Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay,
and
we'll come check you out and spread the love. You know what I mean? This is what it's all about. You know what I mean?
And whoever I have intimidated tonight, I am very sorry.
K. Diddy, I see your hand up. You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to plug our book. So people
support
the starving students.
Oh, for sure. We plug the book all the time. It's called Player Step Your Game Up. It's actually two books out. That is also Playerology. They can be picked up at our own personal website, www.worldmovement.com. You can pick it up on Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, just about anything, you know what I mean? If you want to holler at your boy Pretty Tone, you know, prettytonylv@hotmail.com. You can get at me anytime. Lady Joy, you wanted to say something. Go right ahead, sister.
Yes, you can catch me at Exquisite News, EXQUISITENEWS @AOL.com. Get at me there.
That's for sure. Brother Reg, hold on. You wanted to say something, Brother Reg.
Yeah, we got a new project. It's a compilation CD, all independent artists. And you can check out the website at IAMINDIE.biz. Suki, I want to make sure that you send your contact information for your show. You can contact IndieIzz, that's IndyIzz @gmail.com. Let me know when your show is. I'll put it on the site so we can blast the word out about your show.
All right. You guys can see me at myspace.com/Sukari2G. That's Sukari, the number 2 and the letter G. And myspace.com/Real Talk After Dark. And all the info is there for the radio station.
Okay, that's wonderful. Hold on. K. Diddy, you want to say something, brother? Go right ahead.
Now, Red's covered the new project on the new CD. You can hit the people up about the books that we got working on, and everybody know they can get me at lamont@worldmovement.com.
Hold on,
Sister Joy.
Know what's
happening with their careers.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me let Lady Joy back up in here because she wants to speak her piece. Lady Joy, what's good?
Well, I'm just loving the fact that everybody got their own opinions, and it just worked out so beautifully because, with, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, you know? but it's good to express it and let it know how your asshole work, you know? Okay?
True that.
And I just love that. And I want to do this every Sunday. Keep it fresh. Keep it going, because there's so many people out there with opinions, and you never know whose opinion might be able to help somebody else. You know,
right on, right on. And that's
exactly
what we're doing.
That's what,
yes.
Exactly. That's what the world runs on, people's opinions, people's feelings, because you never know who might, whatever you're feeling, you know, might help somebody else. It might deter somebody.
Lady Joy, I don't know what happened to you. There you go. Lady Joy, you still with us?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, sweetheart.
Okay. What I said was, opinions are great for everyone, because you never know what opinion might help somebody, what else another opinion might deter somebody from doing something crazy, you know, and it's good to put it out there. And I'm loving this, and I'm loving the people that's calling in, and we want to keep this going every Sunday. This is going to be huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And for all of y'all out there in listener land, the guest calling number is always 646-929-2870. Suki, I see you got your hand up. Go right ahead, sister.
Oh, no, I didn't put my hand up.
All right. Well, then
I basically want to thank you anyway, I might as well. Thank you for having me on the show, and I'll be back more often.
Oh, see, it was a pleasure having you. Hold on. Let me let somebody else in here. Brother Reg, go right ahead, brother.
I just wanted to remind everyone to tell all your friends and all your connections, you know, email it out, let people know about the show. The more the merrier, now that we've got a real good flowing format where everybody gets a chance to say their piece. Let's see as many, if we can get two, three times the people on the show next week.
All right. Thank you so much. And you know what? Like I said, it's all love on here, because don't be fooled by the title of the show. We do discuss relationships. We do discuss life. We discuss everything on here. Like I said, it's a beautiful thing when men and women can come together and have a civil conversation and, you know, enjoy each other's company. Hold on. K. Diddy want to say something. K. Diddy, go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, I wanna talk to our celebrity psychic, because he didn't left off. He didn't get to Pisces yet. I want to know what's happening with Pisces.
I think Brother Mandrake had to go and do something else. He's not with us at this time. But you know, he'll make it up to us, because he's not with us right now. He'll make it up to us next week. You know, he'll be on the move doing all them cosmic stuff. So Mars probably called him or something. You know what I'm saying? He had to tone out for a moment.
I'm going to have 9 questions for him next week then.
That's right. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? And we want to thank everybody who took the time to listen to us and loved us. The ladies, thank you so much. Without y'all, this show would be nothing. And as for the fellas, my man Reg, always keeps it wonderful. K. Diddy, Lady Joy, it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Join us every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We be on here doing what I think. You can always holler at your boy, Tony, www.myspace.com/playerology. And this is where we spend our Sunday evenings talking and joining each other's company and loving it. I see the switchboard lighting up. If anybody wants to say anything, just hit the number 1. I will let you up in here to say what you need to say, and it's all a beautiful thing. The format today was wonderful. Let me see. Lady Joy wants to say something. Hold on. Lady Joy, hold on. There you go, Lady Joy. Speak your piece, babe.
I just want to thank everybody for their cooperation, and like you said, Tony, we want to make this thing huge. So go out and tell your friends, give them the number, have them call us in, and everybody's opinion is welcome, whether
right
it's
on.
Negative, positive, or whatever. We want to hear it, because everybody got something to say.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Hold on, K. Diddy, blowing up the switchboard. Let me let him in. K. Diddy, say what? Speak your piece, brother.
Now, I just want to know, did you tell the people that they can go to kind of Player Plays MySpace page?
No, I didn't tell the people that about Can a Player Play's MySpace page. I just told them.
MySpace.com/ Can a Player Play.
Straight up.
They'll get some updates from us there as well. They'll be able to see some photos, and they'll be able to hear about our new upcoming events, all kind of good stuff.
That's a wonderful thing, my brother. That's why you're riding shotgun. We keep it live up on here, but I don't know. I see Lady Suki got her hand up. I don't know if it's old. Let me holler at her. Lady Suki, did you want to say something?
No, I didn't put my hands up.
Okay, that's an old one. That's all right, babe.
Somebody must have wanted to hear my voice again.
I think Reg wanted to hear your voice. You know what I mean? Reg, go ahead, brother.
That's a technical thing. It does that. I was trying to see if he had something to say. You know, New York is like...
Oh, where you at? Uh-huh.
All right, yeah, blow it up.
Yeah, that's definitely a technical thing, though, but it's still love. The chemistry
player,
is wonderful. Hey, to my fellow cohorts, go on and tell the people the name of the show they on. What we call this here show? Canna
Player.
Player
Play.
Every Sunday, 2:30, this is what we do. We gather, we talk, we conversate, we laugh. And, you know, one of these days, we all going to piss each other off. So such is the nature of life. We can agree to disagree. What you say, Lady Joy?
I can't wait for that one because somebody always pissing me off, so I'm ready to piss off somebody else. So
okay.
That's K. Diddy. That's K. Diddy, though. That we can go on and put that.
Hey, somebody wanted to get an autographed copy of the book, man. They want to know if you could bring it down by the pool hall.
Wow.
They talking money. They talking money out there. If they talking money, I'm there. To royalty, to passion, to all the ladies who faithfully join us on every Sunday, we appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your input. Because without
passion
y'all...
Passion and royalty.
Yes, right. I said them both. Without y'all input and without y'all listening, the show will never grow. Tell a friend. You know what I mean? If ladies, y'all want something to call on here and vent and get a chance to cuss some brothers out, that's what we here for. KK Diddy is a smart ass. That's what
exactly.
We do.
That's for the man bashers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's for all the haters, the man bashers. We here. If you know, for all of y'all who ain't never had a chance to talk to a real genuine player, get at your boy Pretty Tony. You know what I mean? I love it all, positive or negative, because at the end of the day, we're all individuals, and I'm only accountable for my own soul. I can't worry about yours. You know what I'm saying?
That was some profound shit right there.
Yeah.
Because I am a profound brother.
That was some profound shit right there.
You know
and he just
mean?
Made that up, too.
Yeah, you're just damn Skippy. Now, I'm going to read the last rule before we get up out of here, out of my player's creed. It is basically know yourself. Make sure that others know you. Live your life to the fullest. And enjoy this wonderful thing called life, because good and bad comes your way on a constant basis. And on that note, I'm going to let some classical music take us all up out of here. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington. It's a beautiful thing.